Hey friends, moving different types of resources around the cloud can require downtime and some extra effort. Azure Resource Mover streamlines your planning process to accelerate your move and help protect your resources. Sujay Telasila is here to show me how to move multiple resources between Azure regions today on Azure Friday. Hey friends, I'm Scott Hanselman and it's Azure Friday. Today I'm going to learn all about the Azure Resource Mover. How are you, Sujay?
Hey, I'm doing good, Scott.
I am very excited to talk to you because what I love about Azure Friday is that people come on and they show me a tool to solve a problem, and it's always a problem that I have. And that makes me happy because it feels like people in Azure are listening to customer problems and they're like, hey, we can solve that. So I'm excited to hear about the solution that you have to solve my problem.
Yeah, sure. I'm going to talk about the Azure Resource Mover service and how it's going to help you move multiple Azure resources across regions, which can be helpful in scenarios where your new regions coming up in Azure every other quarter. And as a customer, you want to move applications from erstwhile regions to the new region. And our service is going to help achieve that very easily.
How would we do this before? Would I just have to redeploy if I wanted to move something from place to place, or would I have to call support?
Exactly. So earlier, before the service was there, you had to follow different mechanism to move different types of resources. Sometimes you have to do a manual approach. For example, if it's a virtual machine, you have to use site recovery, Azure Site Recovery replication to copy the data and then bring up the VM. If it's a SQL, you have to use SQL georeplication. If it's storage account, you have to manually copy the data. So every service has a distinct mechanism, and that is what makes it very complex for customers, because you have to learn how to move different types of resources and then plan moving your application. And as you all know, application in Azure is not just one VM or one SQL database, right? So it's a collection of resources. You might have an application which is running on a few VMs, few SQL databases, maybe app services, maybe the storage account, all of that.
All right. So you've got a demo and you can actually show me what this looks like?
Yes, I'm going to do a quick demo and show you how you can easily move across regions. Let me start off by showing an application which is running in central India. And this application is, again, a simple application. It has a couple of virtual machines, a couple of SQL databases, and all the networking components associated with virtual machines. So I'm going to demo how you can easily move this application and these resources from central India to East Asia region. So to get started, you can launch Azure Resource Mover. You can see it in the favorites list here. If you don't see it, you can as well search in the resource service list, and then you can find it here. Then you click on Azure Resource Mover, and this takes you to Resource Mover Hub experience. Here you can see different scenarios related to move across subscription, move across resource groups. These are the scenarios which have been existing for some time in Azure. The new scenario is moving resources to another region. I'm going to click on move across regions. And this is the subscription where I have my resources which I showed earlier. And then I'm going to click the source region, which is central India, and then my target region, which is East Asia, and then click on next. Here in the second step, you need to select the resources that you want to move, and these are all the resources in the subscription running in central India. Just to make it easy, I'm going to filter the resource group belonging to that specific application which I showed earlier. There you go, this one. Now I'm going to see all the resources that I want to select. For this demo, what I'm going to do is just select the virtual machine entity and the database entity. because I'm going to show you further in the demo how Resource Mover can help you identify the related dependencies with the dependency analysis experience that we have. So I'm going to click next. And here you can review that you have selected four resources. You also have a nice text explaining what are the further steps you need to do in the move journey. And then you click on proceed. I have a few VMs which I have already added earlier for the demo purpose. And here you can see the couple of VMs, the couple of databases, and the resource group to which these resources belong. And as you can see, you have a pop-up saying, hey, validate and identify dependencies belonging to these resources. So I'm going to click on validate. And this is going to take maybe a few seconds. And what it does in the background is it runs a dependency analysis, dependency checker, and identify the related dependencies for the resources that are already selected. For example, for the virtual machine and the SQL, the networking resources, and for the SQL, the SQL server, all of those are going to be identified. So after I click on add dependencies, you can see here the related dependencies that have been automatically identified. You can review them and add them to the list.
I'm curious, if I may ask a question, can a public Sure. IP address be moved between regions, or are there limitations to the external IP address?
So public IP address here, the actual address value is not going to be same as the source region IP.
Okay.
But from a taxonomy perspective, let's say your application has two public IP address. After the move, you'll have, again, the same application taxonomy in the other region, where you'll have two public IP address, but the actual value might change. Very similar to if you're moving application from on-prem to Azure, your endpoints are going to change, right? So similar thing applies here, but your application layout, if it has two VMs, two disks, two public IP address, two NIC, two NSGs, all of that is going to remain same, but the actual value will change because networking doesn't allow you to have the same IP address value in another region.
Okay, so what I'm hearing you say is that the need for your application to have a public IP address is expressed as a resource in Azure. It's NIC, it's network interface card, and the IP address associated with it remains. It just the value will change. Cool. Thank you for that.
Exactly. Yep. Cool. So once you click on add dependencies, the dependencies will get added. And then the next step in the move journey is broken into three critical steps. The first step is the prepare. So what exactly happens in the prepare step is if you take a SQL database, which can run into terabytes of data, and even virtual machine disks can run into TBs of data, and all of this copying of data across regions is going to take a lot of time. And for that reason, what happens in the prepare step is the copy of data starts behind the scenes where your source virtual machine or SQL database, all of them keep running. There's no impact to your source application and the preparation process will happen in the background. So that's the first step. I'm going to show you how you can do a prepare of the resources that you want to move. I am going to select some of the resources, and also I'm going to just select a few just because I want to show you how this experience is going to again automatically pick all the related resources belonging to these VMs. For example, I click on prepare and it again just revalidates if all the required resources are there. If not, it is going to automatically add and start the preparation step. For simple resources like NIC, VNet, there's no data that needs to be copied. The preparation step is going to finish in a jiffy. But for resources of virtual machine, disks, and SQL database, it might take a few hours and sometimes maybe a couple of days, depending on the size of data. So once the preparation is done, then the resources move into initiate move pending stage, you can click on initiate move. And I'm going to show you how you can do it. You just select the resources that you want to initiate the move, the step. And after this step is where the resources will come alive in the target region. Then you can actually test the resources in the target region. You have the option to test as many times as possible. This is the again the key capability of resource mover, where it lets you test, because the way customers actually move is they're not going to come and move in a few hours. They plan ahead of time, so they will pick the application that they want to move. They test it, validate everything works fine, and then over a weekend maintenance window, they bring the application in the target region, verify that everything is working fine, and then you can go ahead and shut down or delete the source resources. This is how you can move multiple resources across regions.
Can you move across subscriptions, or is that still a thing that requires support?
So moving across subscriptions, you have an experience where you can move across subscriptions within the same region. So while moving across regions today, we do not support moving across subscriptions. What we suggest to customers to just minimize the various steps in the move, you can either move across subscriptions and then move across regions, or you move across regions and then move across subscriptions. To just minimize the scope of the move and to avoid any surprises and issues, we ask each of them to be distinctly done. And I also want to show one more thing. As part of the move, what you can do is, if you want to pick a different configuration in the target region, right? Like for example, if you have a virtual machine running with a specific SKU in Central India region, but you want to pick a different SKU in the target region, either because of your new SKU or family is available, or a specific SKU is not there, the experience is going to provide that option. I'm going to show you how you can actually edit the target configuration as part of the experience itself. Let me pick a resource and then show you how it can be done. Just give me, for example, the SQL database. You want to fix errors. Let's look. This experience is also going to tell if there is any issue with the target configuration. You click on fix errors, and it's going to tell you, hey, the target resource name is already in use. So how can you fix it? You can click on the destination SQL database configuration, and then you can give a different name. So similarly for SQL, again, if you're moving across regions for reason where you want to move from a non-availability zone configuration to an availability zone configuration, you are in a region which doesn't support availability zones, but you want to move to a region which supports availability zones, as part of the experience, you can actually select zone redundancy option for SQL database. Similar thing you can do for VMs as well, where you can select availability zone in the target region if that region supports availability zones. And as part of the move, at the end, you will get a VM which has availability zone configuration. So these are some of the target configuration options that are built in into the move experience so that you get them as part of the move.
And resource groups in Azure are kind of logical things where you're drawing a circle around a group of things and naming it. So you have like your named resource group. Those resource groups can span all across Azure, right? So none of these physical changes affect your logical resource groups, do they? Or do you change your resource groups names while you make a change as well?
Actually, the resource group change, you're correct that the resource groups are only logical entities. And as part of the move, you have an option where you can retain the resource group or you can pick a different resource group in the target region. So if you see here in the experience, resource group is also practically treated as another resource. Then you have an option where a new resource is getting created in the target region. Or you have the option to kind of pick a different existing resource group. Because a lot of customers actually, even though resource group is logical, they tend to create resource group in the region and then keep it local to the region. So for that purpose, we are not going to restrict them from achieving that. And also this experience is going to kind of span across resource groups. So a lot of customer applications, they have resources spanning across resource groups. Like you have VMs in one resource group, you can have networking in a different resource group. So you can move all of that. So this is the experience or the this view. You can see all the resources that are moving from Central India region to East Asia region in the subscription. So this is kind of a workspace where you can see all of them and you can do filtering and select steps for each of them. So every resource can be at a different point in time as part of the move journey. So typically if you have, let's say, 20 applications to move, this is the workspace where you can come and do check the status and like move application one this week, application two weeks later, all of that you can do in this center experience.
That's fantastic. This is a dream come true for me. Like, I feel like I needed this before. This is going to be really exciting for customers.
Yep. In fact, and we have been receiving a lot of interest in the last few weeks after the release. And we have a lot of customers who are using this to move for scenarios, especially with some of the data residency laws and compliance laws, which are introduced by various countries. Some of the customers want to move their applications to their own country. For example, France was not a region available a couple of years ago. But now that France is available, there are some customers who want to move from Amsterdam region to France region. So there's a lot of such combinations. Also, there are some regions which are announced by Azure recently, but it's going to take some time for those regions to come alive. But will the customers have to wait using Azure till then? Maybe not. That's what we are providing as a solution with this. For example, New Zealand is a region which is announced, but it's going to take a few months before it's available. Now, if you're a customer who is planning to move to Azure, you can use this opportunity where you can start hosting your application, say in a nearby Australia region, and say a few quarters later when New Zealand region is available, you can move to that region. You need not wait moving or start using Azure because the region you want is not yet available. So mm-hmm. You can fast track your migration journey to cloud.
And the resource mover is available now though? So even though these regions that you're talking about are always coming, and there's always going to be a new region somewhere, I could move my things today because I have a few things in a region that I made a mistake deploying earlier, and I've just been too lazy to move it. This means I can move this just over lunch.
Yes, true. Resource Mover has been announced in general availability at Ignite in March last month, and it's now available in all public regions. Which are currently available, and you can move from any public region to any public region. And as and when new regions get opened up, Resource Mover is also going to be made available in those regions so that you can move there. And moving forward, we are going to add support for Sovereign and other types of clouds as well.
Fantastic.
And you can see this is the Resource Mover service page. And you also have a documentation, a detailed documentation on how you can use Resource Mover for various resources. And you can go ahead and start right away. You can move your resources by today evening.
Fantastic. I'm actually going to do it by lunch. I will have Azure resources moved before my lunch is over. This is fantastic stuff. I appreciate you chatting with us today.
Cool. Thanks, Scott, for having me.
All right. I am learning all about how simple it can be to move multiple resources between Azure regions using the Azure Resource Mover today on Azure Friday.
Hey, thanks for watching this episode of Azure Friday. Now I need you to like it, comment on it, tell your friends, retweet it. Watch more Azure Friday.